following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, Refuge Family. Fireside chat time, second week. Fireside chat number 6. And today being, what, the 23rd of March, we will continue these until things are back to the old normal, but this is our new normal. And today we're going to have Pastor Bill and Joy Welsh sharing the chat time with you. I want to give you a really quick announcement, though, as it relates to food ministry. Some of you know that we have for years been doing a food ministry to the general public on Mondays and Tuesdays that we do at 2 o'clock. And we're continuing to do that as the Lord provides food from our various sources, which a lot of the local grocers, as they provide to us, and then we distribute that. That supply has been somewhat limited, but it still seems to be coming in, so we're going to continue that. But what we'd like to begin, starting tomorrow, but this will be every Monday and Tuesday, but for the church family, this will start tomorrow. It gives us a chance to set this all up. We are going to, at 11 a.m., from 11 to 12, we will have distribution first to the Refuge church family for those in need. And again, that would be those that perhaps their hours have been cut or their job has just been eliminated or for a season it's been eliminated. And so it's for you. It's not for those that like, yeah, I don't want to wait in line. I'll just go to the church. No, that's not for that. It's for those that are in need. So we're going to ask you to enter through our back parking lot. There's the alley that runs behind the banks. You enter from Parkside Lane, and we will let folks in two at a time to come in. It starts at 11. It starts tomorrow. Again, this is just for the Refuge church family. The reason being, as Galatians says, to do good to others, but especially to the household of faith. So any questions on that, please feel free to give us a call at the church office. Or email us info@refugefamily.com. All right, so we'll get to you with more details on that. But right now, time for a chat, and Pastor Bill, enjoy. Take it away.
Hey, thank you. Are you ready to chat?
I am ready to chat.
just so that all of you know, we still have the hand sanitizer. It's within reach of both of us. I'm not sure we're 6 feet apart.
Doing our best.
As close
doing
as we
our
can
best.
Be. And we're both feeling very healthy and very strong. Listen to this verse today. Oh, by the way, I have a couple of other quick announcements for you. On Friday, I want to give you a heads up on Monday, we're going to be doing communion together of all of us that are gathering here on the Fireside Chats. I'm not speaking that day, but I will be here to host it. And probably at the conclusion, we'll do communion. So you just need to have your own grape juice and your own bread at your home. Any kind of bread. And in this case, you're free to have gluten-free. There you go. You can have whatever your favorite bread is. There's no restriction on that. And the prayer lines at Refuge are open 9:30 to 5 p.m. You can call the church office number 714-891-9495. If you have a prayer need, there'll be somebody either there or they'll forward you to someone to pray for you. I want to read this verse to you, and we're going to jump into our chat for the day. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good. At home, say that out loud with me right now. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust him. The Lord is good, stronghold to all of us. I want to talk to you today about when the Bible comes alive, how the Bible really comes alive for us. Francis Schaeffer, a wonderful author from a long time ago, I think he moved to Europe probably in the 60s, maybe even earlier. But he started a Christian community there, reaching out to really our generation at that time. But he wrote a tiny little book. I love tiny books. This is one of the best. It's called The Mark of a Christian. And he spoke there basically about love being the mark of the Christian. But what are the other marks of the true Christian? We want to talk about that today with you, just a little bit on one of them. The true Christian trusts in Jesus. The true Christian loves Jesus. And because you love Jesus, the true Christian follows Jesus. The true Christian is looking for the return of their Lord and Savior Jesus. The true Christian loves other people, of course, believers and even all the way to enemies. But the true Christian, here's what we want to talk about today, loves the Bible. the Word of God. Let's talk about that last one for just a moment. The true Christian loving the Bible. That means he or she, we read the Bible, we study the Bible. This is where it begins to get very powerful. You memorize portions of the Bible, a verse, a half a verse, a statement, a chapter. Mm-hmm. Our worldview becomes impacted by the Bible. Our doctrinal, theological foundation, it comes from the Bible, not just philosophy or our neighbor's opinion on things. But the Scripture informs our thinking and it directs our living. I believe that a lover and a follower of Jesus is the kind of strange creature to these days, to those who are not yet followers of Jesus, and probably on this point than any other point. Here's why they look at us as strange. They would say something like this, that why in the world do you trust the words from an ancient book with words that are 5,000 years old, some of them, and others 2,000 years old? They wonder why we let the words of an ancient book direct and dominate our thought life, our social life, and of course our faith life. Well, the simple answer to that question is that we've discovered in the Scriptures the bedrock foundation that provides stability and this vibrant vitality for our daily lives. The truth we've discovered in the Bible doesn't fail us in times of difficulty, right, honey?
Absolutely.
It fortifies us. It doesn't let us down. God is faithful to His Word. Mm-hmm. I think one of the most important things that we can do in times like this that we're living in, and nobody disagrees that these are tough times. they're uncertain times. We don't know where this whole COVID-19 pale that we live under. I mentioned this in our weekend services. I picked it up from a brother in Israel. He said, pardon me, but we are not living under the shadow of COVID-19 or the coronavirus. We live under the shadow of the Almighty. And it's believers at this kind of time that look a little strange to people, but they also begin to become the kind of people of refuge that others will come to for help. So one of the most important things we can do in times like this is, listen, keep ourselves in the Word of God. It will guard you against fear and panic, mm-hmm, and discouragement and anxiety and despair, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
So many things. It's a guard for our hearts. Why? Because days like these are the days when our doctrine, I want you to remember this, mm-hmm, phrase, our doctrine becomes dynamic. In other words, it comes to life.
Yeah.
These are the days when what we hold as truth, I love to think of it this way, what we hold as truth, it holds us up. It fortifies us when others around us are trembling. So these are the days, I thought this through, you might like the wording on this, I kind of like it. These are the days when what we have underlined in our Bible begins to undergird us in our trials. So these are the days when our doctrines become dynamic. In other words, these are those days we take the arrows of truth out of the quiver of our heart and we let those arrows fly against the lies of the enemy, just like Jesus did. That's exactly what Jesus did as he flung those arrows of truth against the temptations he was under by the devil for 40 days. We do the same thing. Take the arrow of truth out of the quiver of our heart where you've stored it away and let it fly against fears and temptations. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone. He didn't just go into a philosophical argument with the devil. He said, when he was tempted to turn the stone into bread, he said, no, there's more than bread in life. Man doesn't live by bread alone. He pulls out another verse from the Old Testament, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And another one, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. When the devil said, just kneel before me, please. He said, it's not going to happen. Well, here's a few verses that you and I are leaning on in these difficult days and still somewhat confusing days. I'm going to go to one, but I'm going to ask Joy to start us with her favorite, maybe one of her favorite passages that just really has become a strength to you in this time in your life.
Well, the thing that comes to my mind as soon as you ask me to share what carries me through is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would have everlasting life. So if I am serving a God like that, I have a peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't need to fear although my flesh fears, I don't need to fear because you know what? We have been created. Our whole Christian life, the day that we gave our lives to Christ, we have been prepared for this particular moment, for this moment. We have been prepared. We are. God has been working in us. We've been in the Word. We've been in prayer. We've been studying the things. We've been serving. We've been putting into action all this stuff. And now we have what God has prepared us for. Now we're using all of those things. Like you said, all of those things that we've studied up to this time are now, all the things we underlined are now in action. And, you know, our women's Bible study is called God Positioning His People. And it just hit me today as I was talking with one of the ladies, via phone, by the way, God Positioning His People. People are being positioned in their homes right now. And you know what? I don't like that. I don't like, don't want to do it, don't want to be in home. But I have to realize when God tells me something, I need to do what He tells me to do. Yeah. And so He has me positioned in that place. I don't see the purpose for it. I don't see the reason for it. I don't understand what's going on. But God did it. And I'm in a place where I wouldn't want to be in another place at this moment right now because God is in control. I am excited about that. I just,
And I love the way, I love how John 3:16, it takes us to the termination of our life here.
Right.
That I know that I was quoting from Charles Spurgeon yesterday, and he said he was talking about the time of, what was that epidemic? I can't think of the name of it at this point, the cholera epidemic when it swept through England. And just in the east side of England, there were close to 6,000 people that died. And he said, if it comes back this summer, you'll find me out praying for the sick and praying for people and leading them to Jesus Christ. Another quote from him was this, everybody's afraid I might die. We're all going to die. And when we die, you want to have behind you a fruitful life of touching other people for Christ. And I think one of the verses that really has jumped out at me again, it's more of a passage. I don't know that I have time to read it all. But please read it at the end of Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 31 down to the end. But I'm going to jump in at verse 35, where Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword or coronavirus? I added that. As it is written, for your sake we're killed all day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life. You see, people who don't have Christ, they're trembling right now, wondering, will my life be over? And am I ready? And what's after that? For the believer, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, angels nor principalities, powers nor things present, things to come, height, depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You hang on to the Word of God, and a powerful pillar like that will hold you up in the toughest of times. So my encouragement for all of us today is that in times like this, we stay in the Word. Keep reading your Bible. In fact, let's crank it up a little bit more. Read a little bit more. Read it attentively, underlining it, journaling. But above all, let those doctrines, powerful doctrines, let them become dynamic in your life. Take that book off of the shelf and take the truth that's in it and apply it in your life. So read God's Word, speak God's truth, and stand on the truth of God's Word and share the truth of God's Word with your friends and your neighbors on any media that you can, face-to-face or however, and launch those fiery arrows of truth against the fiery arrows of the enemy, the devil. And then you will both find refuge and you will become a refuge for those that are shaken. One more time. Here's that first passage that I read with you. The Lord is good. And let's say it. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And He knows those who take refuge in Him. Now I want to close in the last half a minute with this song. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. As we bow down, be lifted up. The heavens rejoice.
The heavens rejoice, and let the nations be glad. Let the whole earth tremble, for you are God. Come and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. As we bow down, be lifted up.
Father, I pray you bless your people today as they bow before you, as they lift up your name, as they dive into your word and find the power, the promises, and the strength to live in times like this, Lord. May you be lifted up, Lord. Let the heavens rejoice, the nations be glad, and let this earth tremble because you are God. Father, use us as we share your word with others. In Jesus' strong name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Shalom, shalom, ahava, and shalom. Love and peace to you in the name of Jesus.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.